Others were returned under an amnesty agreement, and many were captured in customs raids around the world. By 2004, about a year after the looting of the museum, 600 objects from the Iraq Museum had been retrieved by U.S. customs authorities, another 400 by Italian officials, and 1,000 or so were recovered in Jordan. As of 2006, it is estimated that about half of the objects are still missing, and the majority of these are small, portable tablets and cylinder seals, of which about 5,000 were taken from the museum. The destruction of the past was not limited to the Iraq Museum. Widespread looting of archaeological sites was also reported at the same time. The losses in this area will take much longer to evaluate, but they are even more damaging to future research, as the sites themselves are severely, irreparably damaged by looters' pits. Two examples of looted sites that we will be discussing in the early part of this course occurred at Nippur, the religious capital of Mesopotamia, which suffered from extensive looting, and the site of Isin, which shows hundreds of random pits dug by looters who extracted cuneiform tablets,